What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. PHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show, ready to go. And, of course, seems the big news of the day is the impending departure or something going on with Howard Stern, as reported by British newspapers. We've got John Yoo coming up at 2 o'clock today. And John will be here, the former Deputy Attorney General, to talk about Russiagate. What is it he wants to learn from it? In addition to that, we'll talk with him about the Maxwell visit by the Deputy Attorney General. He's here, too. You don't want to miss that. All right, Henry, I'm in your hands because I don't have a full list. But a few years back, and I have the article in front of me, approximately 2019, we had suddenly on my Twitter, some attacks that I hadn't seen before. But in the end, when I learned where they were coming from, they were very tepid. They were coming from Howard Stern, who did about 13, 14 minutes on me. And here's the broadest point I'll make, and you can tell me if you think this is accurate with Howard Stern. The broadest point is not that Stern is being demoted, lowered salary and all that. Is it a Colbert, $100 million a year that can't bring? I'm sure that's part of it. And it's not solely about Trump, only in a roundabout way. What I think happened here is what I talked about then. Howard Stern wanted to be taken seriously. In other words, he saw Donald Trump, and he saw that Trump was president, and it just he should be president. How many guys, Mark Cuban's another one, there's a bunch of these people that think, hey, we know Trump. If that guy can be president, then why in the world can't I be? I should be president. I'm a lot smarter than that guy. I know more about public affairs and all this stuff than Donald Trump does. Are you kidding me? And I talked about that, and somehow or another, Stern's producer got that, and we were off to the races. And it started by attacking me on illegal immigration. Henry, do we have that one, though, of Stern attacking the Trump people? All right. Do we have that, the Stern attack on the Trump
people? Yeah, I'm not sure which one of these cuts are which, so I think we're going to learn as we go here.
No, I mean the one I sent today. Okay. All right. All right. Tell me what we have here. The first one here. You weren't here for this. From the Howard Stern.
His bio reads, Giordano offers an intelligent guy next door sensibility that is as comfortable as your favorite chair.
To tell you what to think.
Yeah. But I can't tell anyone what to think. But based on our status in the radio industry, maybe listen to me more than this guy.
Okay, let's stop there. So you see where this is going. Exactly the thing that I told you. Maybe listen to me more than this guy. In other words, somehow or another, it hit a nerve. Now, you got to remember, this is 5-6 years ago when Stern was a bigger deal, even though, look, we all know he had faded from what made him. COVID then came in. I believe he wanted gravitas. He wanted to be taken seriously. And as a result of this, he became, I think, in the minds of a lot of the core of his listeners, a sellout. He betrayed them. So this is not about Trump, per se. In other words, I don't think Sirius is doing this because, the Trump people take another scalp here. I wouldn't care if you want to, if it makes you feel better that, you know, that this is working, Colbert, Trump, Stern, any number of people, that's fine. But this idea that that's the sole reason is ridiculous. So what we have going on here is more Stern having a nerve hit. And you see what he did after that. It's not just that he was catering to Hillary and Biden, the interviews, because he's a Democrat or he favors them or he hates Trump. It's not just that. It's that he wants to be taken legacy. Seriously. Remember I told you the thing with Trump? Trump is president. What's he? So I think he started to move away from what he did, iconoclast, poking fun in sometimes vicious ways at anybody. And that was a lot more when he was on terrestrial radio, you know, wishing prostate cancer on the FCC commissioners, I remember. Stuff like that. And he was married then, if you remember. So all these women and all the tension with that was a play. But we ended up, after a few people attacked me with some of the lamest stuff, going after me on illegal immigration and dumb Giordano. All right, Henry, what's the next one?
Well, we can continue with that one. We didn't even make it halfway through.
This. Yeah, right. I got that.
Yeah, this next one, I mean, it's very, very simple, very quick here. Let me.
You're a wacko, dumb dumb.
You're a wacko, dumb dumb.
Okay.
Robin right there. Oh, man, what's another good one here? Let's see. This one's going after you.
This guy in JD sends me everything. There's a radio announcer in Philadelphia named Dom Giordano, who you heard of him?
No.
I had never heard of him either. He was slamming me, saying that I'm some sort of expert. No, I'm not an expert, you moron.
He's just Dom Giordano.
Yeah. And by the way, Donald's no expert either on walls. dumb Giordano.
All right, hold it there. Now, so this is kind of the best they have that they settled on. But you hear what's going on here. It hit a nerve that he had tried to move out of what he was doing. And I'm telling you, the driving thing for it was gravitas. Trump is president. I'm only a guy making jokes over here. I've had Trump on a million times. I know what he's all about in private. I'm a lot smarter than Trump on policy. Then it got into illegal immigration, and it got into what I say about illegal immigration. His producers saw it, and he talked about during breaks, I go and stand guard at the border. Well, not a bad idea. All right, let's hear that one.
In a perfect world, it'd be great to have a wall, to have electronic surveillance, to have
our
ports.
All the experts say, Howard, once you build the wall, you still have to have all of this scrutiny. You have to have cameras. You have to have
border patrol
surveillance. You have to have border patrol. You still haven't done anything about the ports.
Yeah. I mean, that's all. I'm just basing my opinion.
The ports, Robin.
Oh,
the ports.
Excuse me.
And who are we trying to keep out with the wall?
Dom Giordano. Well, actually, I shouldn't speak. This guy actually goes out during his radio show and patrols the border during his commercial break.
Absolutely. I have my badge. Okay. Now, Henry, do we have the one that's the recent where he went after the Trump supporters, dumb, he hates them, all that stuff? That's been more recent. Don't have that one? Okay. All right. What else?
Anybody, any other?
We got two more here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Stern claiming he wasn't shaming anyone with his comments.
Okay,
here.
Go ahead.
His bio reads, Giordano offers an intelligent guy next door sensibility.
That's right.
That is as comfortable as your favorite chair.
To tell you what.
Barco Lounger. Barco
Lounger. I can't tell anyone what to think, but based on our status in the radio industry, maybe listen to me more than this guy. I never heard of him.
All right, there you go. We got that. Okay, let's go to the next one.
And this is simply, let's see, big deal, you've been to the border.
Okay.
I've been to Cabo. Does that make me
an expert? You've watched Narcos.
Right. I mean, that's the most absurd thing I ever heard. This guy's a dummy, moron. I've been down to the border. Big deal.
Mm. All right. So that's a little bit. So what is it that is driving this? Okay. Sirius can't cover the cost, obviously. It's hard to even tell when he's on. But is this a spasm suddenly based on Trump directly? I don't think it is. Okay. I don't see that as what is driving it. I told you what I think is driving it way back when. You've seen it. You've seen it trying to push Biden over the finish line, even wore a suit with Biden. You've seen it with him attack and say he hates Trump supporters. You've seen it with the craziness over COVID. It's all part of that. I wouldn't be fooled by saying it's strictly, okay, this is just like Colbert. You know how they're playing it. He went after Trump and he's out. I'm sure some of these things play into the mix. It's more that they're not working. Is he a woke Howard Stern? Yeah, to some degree, based upon what he was. Is it a sellout? It's not a sellout for money, though. You know, he's not going to get more money. He's got all the money in the world and all that. It's more a sellout. I fingered it then. He wants something bigger. He wants to be taken seriously. He wants to see the legacy, you know, Rush Limbaugh, something like that. He's not. And his way of trying to get there was to go against everything he would have railed against when he made his name. And he was unique. You know, there were 1,000 Stern knockoffs, but there was only one. He didn't lose it. He gradually, well, he got lazier too, but he gradually made a decision. And my tell was that when I was attacked by him on Twitter, yeah, there were a few hateful things, but I'm telling you, in the day, if Howard Stern came after you for 13 minutes, it would be all out war. I mean, you'd have to consider what you're going to do. You would get death threats, it'd be all kinds of stuff. There was nothing like that. Even though that's not only that, who's programming that show? It's over 13 minutes. It's ludicrous. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. So we got John Yoo on the show today. We'll talk with him at 2 o'clock. What does he want to end up knowing? And then will that lead to indictments, et cetera, out of Russiagate? He's a former deputy attorney general. So he has exactly the same job that we sent someone to interview Maxwell about Epstein. He'll have a lot to say about that also. All right, couple things. So I happened to see yesterday, side question today. I'm not even sure how I'm going to phrase it. It'll come out in the wash here. Two things. Saw this morning that at the Eagles' first exhibition game, I know, preseason game. A beer will cost $18.50. I didn't see what kind of beer, whatever. I just see the number $18.50 for some beer.
Oh, man.
So that's incredible. And are people actually going to pay that? The answer appears to be they want to drink beer at a game. They want to see it live. They don't want to do it at home. Even though it's an exhibition game, yes. I don't know the number that you could charge around sports. It's crack cocaine. But I do have a number. Are you ready? Don't be operating heavy machinery.
Okay.
There's a group that is buying, and then they're going to move it, apparently, a WNBA team. WNBA for $325 million. That's the asking price. Now, let me give you the premise, and Henry seems to think, oh, that might be a good investment. The Eagles were around 185, 190 when bought. Now, it was 1997, 96.
94.
Okay. So it's 30 years ago. They're worth about $6 billion now. But my God, WNBA franchise, $325 million. Now, maybe they're going to sell it off. They think it'll climb for a year or two because of Caitlin Clark and sex toys on the court. But the idea that this is a winner is ridiculous, okay? So we got that going on. Here's the premise today. Something that's kind of showing you that you have too much money or you're not using your money wisely, like a luxury. Now, Henry, give us yours. You had a great one, I think, that I would never do. I don't care how much money, but a lot of people seem like they would do it.
Yeah, you know, if a lot of people, when they get, you know, copious amounts of money, they may have a driver driving them around various places locally and, well, not abroad, but yeah, locally.
Okay, a driver.
Yes, a driver.
Yes. So we're looking for something that you don't get. You say to yourself, I would never do that.
I would never spend money on this luxury.
Yeah, on this luxury, on this item. It just seems to, it's hard to believe. Like, I'm not spending $18.50 on a beer anywhere at an Eagles game or otherwise.
I'll let you know if I do tomorrow.
We were going to go out on our anniversary on Monday, so I was considering, because it's not a bring-your-own-bottle, what am I going to do? Ro likes the ambiance of its half-price-off wine at this place. All right, I was going to get a glass of wine. But wine is $16 a glass, $14 a glass. I'm not doing that. I don't care. It's burning money in front of me. Not only that, then I'm telling them, can you fill it up a little bit more? All right, so something that's a luxury, something that you think is something that you can't understand how you could spend on that. It could be grandiose. It could be everyday luxury. All right, Henry, do you have another one?
No, I think driver encapsulates my kind of thinking on the side question today perfectly. You know, like, I personally like driving around. I like driving. I like the cross-country trip. And as you were kind of saying yesterday, if you have a driver in the car, you gotta talk to him. You gotta entertain him a little bit.
Exactly. Rich talks about that going up to Fox,
which I don't agree with. I think you can let the silence, kind of play out there. As long as you're not like rude to the guy. As long as if he says hi, you gotta say hi back. It's not like
this could be an hour and a half ride. You gotta talk at least 20 minutes of it.
20 minutes? No.
Yeah, at some point here and there. Okay, hit us on that. And Stern, I think Sirius is going to make him an offer. But it's not going to be $100 million. They don't really want him to take the offer. They want his catalog of his radio work. I don't know about that. If they do, I want to know, how much do I get? How much do I get for that 13 minutes? And by the way, I found out, and when Dan comes in, we'll ask him, he still has 95 employees. 95 employees to do what? What the heck is going on there?
Want to bring some coffee and others.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. The Dom Giordano file. Are you surprised at that? And I'm telling you, if it had been 5 or 6 years earlier, it would have been all-out war. All right, it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. Get in on all of it. Coming up, today is the 80th anniversary of Hiroshima. And a whole group of historians today unveiling, once again, Truman should not have used the bomb. And I'll tell you why it's important to say, yes, he should have. And I think Trump would have. I don't think Obama would have. Biden, somebody would have had the auto pen, they might have done it. Hillary would use it. 80 years later, telling us all those lives that we saved, Japanese also, by doing this, we shouldn't have done it. 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. By the way, Henry, keep watching this. Casualties reported during an active shooter situation at Fort Stewart Base in Georgia. Okay, this breaking right now. Casualties reported active shooter situation at Fort Stewart Base in Georgia. Now, you might think, what was it? Got to get Alan West on speed dial. Was it Fort Hood, where we had the major, who everybody knew, his predilection toward Muslim extremism, murder people, including, I believe, a soldier who was pregnant. Remember that? So Fox reporting casualties during this active shooter situation at Fort Stewart Base in Georgia. You think of a fort, and I've been on several forts. You may have been. We have a lot of military people. You would think of this as a safe, pretty safe zone. One of the things that I remember with Fort Hood is the inability of people to carry weapons there. In other words, I don't think soldiers were armed. So if they, like Major Hassan, was able to just pick people off. Once you get past the people who are armed on the gates or whatever, then you have a bad situation. So this is breaking. And again, they're a mix of family businesses, a post exchange. So this will be interesting during an active shooter situation at the Fort Stewart base in Georgia. We'll let you know. And again, there is no place that is, you know, truly impossible to get into. But this is a situation that is fraught with difficulty. You may, it was during the Obama years. All right, I mentioned 855-839-1210. Don't wait to 2 o'clock. You know, don't go with recency bias. You can win right out of the box. Something that's a luxury that is, you wouldn't go for it. You know, $325 million for the WNBA, $18.50 for a beer at an Eagles game. Notice that both of them, in my mind, are sports related. What is it about sports? Well, it is a very small universe that people want it, or the belief is that people want it, particularly football, and they will pay anything for it. I don't know how they arrived at $18.50 for a beer at an Eagles pre-season game. I think if you charge $25, you'd have people buying it. It seems to be like that. I once had a caller. I'll give you one. On the air was a dad, and I felt for him. And this is like 15 years ago or so, maybe more. He was proud calling in that what he was paying for his daughter to go to Princeton. It may have been $90,000 to $100,000 at that point. And I was saying, you got to be kidding me what we're paying to go to college. And with him, it was a point of honor that that paper's worth more because they had to pay that much. That's the thing. Once it gets fed, once there's a cachet attached to something, be it a Louis Vuitton you know, or a Princeton education. How in the world is it worth it what people have to pay to go to college? I guess their argument would mean that piece of paper still has cachet. I think it's losing it by day. You see more and more industries saying you don't even need a college degree. But as long as they can sell that, people are going to pay outrageous amounts of money.
There's a side question answer.
Yeah.
Piece of paper.
The piece of paper, right. Yeah, I thought it would come to me. All right, so the Fort Stewart base in Georgia on lockdown after active shooter situation, casualties reported. Fox is telling us the 2nd Brigade, I think, is headquartered there. All right, today is the anniversary, 80th anniversary of Hiroshima. And every time I see this and see these new revisionist historians out there, I kind of go through my mind with various presidents. Would they have dropped the bomb? Thank God for Harry Truman. Because what would have happened? Two things. You probably know by now, American military was guesstimating 600,000 casualties, American and other troops casualties, invading Japan. Two, they were guesstimating at least 1 million Japanese would be killed because this was going to be house by house forever. We had it, we used it once, the other argument I would make, and they still didn't surrender. Even after the 2nd on Nagasaki, there still were major holdouts that were trying to stop the emperor from surrendering, ultimately. O'Reilly, Killing the Rising Sun, one of his books I've interviewed him with, ends it by saying, well, maybe I wouldn't be here today. And he reveals his father was headed on a ship serving in the Second World War. He was being shipped from the European theater to the Japanese invasion or something like it. Think about how many World War II vets. Think about, and why? Well, why would we say we'd have to lose those troops? Who is it that attacked? Who is it that enslaved people? Who is it that was beyond a fanatical government and worshiping the emperor? Japan. No, that was not only the right military decision. In my view, it was the right moral decision. Absolutely. And thank God they did surrender. I don't know how long before we would have had a third. It was absolutely correct, but 80 years after the fact, you have any number of these historians that try to project this out of this. And I think Trump, in that situation, would have done it. I think Hillary Clinton, I believe, would. I don't know about any number of other presidents, though, what they would have done. And if Truman had not done that, he would have not only been impeached, it would have gone way beyond that. That was absolutely, thank God, we spent $1 billion to do it, 80 years later. And the argument, well, we're the only nation that used it, how can we talk? Oh, stop it already. So I said it was not only the right military decision, it was the right moral decision. Okay, 855-839-1210. So the Stern thing, I think how it'll play out is that Sirius will make some kind of offer, but the offer will not be sufficient. I don't know what it'll move on to or what it'll do, but this has been coming for quite a while. And it does have the echoes of Colbert. You know, $100 million, how can Sirius, I've seen that the guesstimate on Sirius, he may only have 125,000 people. It went from millions. It went from a phenom that would have been in some ways perfect for this age, not just politically, but the whole, you know, going after the establishment thing. He attempted to become the establishment, mixing it in with attacking Trump, saying Trump was just duping you. Did he really think he was going to convince a Trump supporters that Trump is laughing at you, just playing at this? He really despises you. Is that really the way that it was going to go? No, not going to work. But he got it said. And I was there when he came after me, way ahead of this moment, saying this guy is looking to be taken seriously. And that's why he's engaging in all this. He can't understand how Trump, of all people, could become president. Any number of these guys think that. Trump doesn't know anything. Look at what he says. I have policy. Biden believes it. I have policy papers right here. Yeah, but you don't have the instinct. You don't have the vision. You don't have the insight that President Trump does, aside from anything else. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the head of the GOP out of Montgomery County about the whole issue of now the illegal immigrant groups going after 62 municipalities, one by one, to get them to stop ICE. And boy, do I have two ICE updates. One, how many people have applied just in the last week or so to become ICE officers? It's staggering. All that straight ahead with Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. As you know, the Delaware Valley is critical to winning Pennsylvania, which is critical to winning the country. The governor's race coming up is critical. And the issue of illegal immigration in places like Delaware County and certainly Montgomery County with their commissioners is a lot in the news. So the illegal immigration groups now are going municipality, and some of these are pretty small. I believe there's 62 of them, according to a report in the Inquirer. They're going to try to pick them off and pressure them, municipality by municipality. And when you have the full weight of these groups coming upon a small town municipality, you know, they're trying to get them to say, on paper, we're not going to help ICE. But more importantly, the suggestion is ICE not welcome. We're going to make it hard for you. Joining us, how does that play out politically in a place like Montgomery County? Joining us is the chairman of the Republican Party in Montgomery County, Chris Nazimento. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me.
Well, Chris, I'm not sure. I don't have the article in front of me. It was either you or somebody else that said in Delaware County, Radnor was a sanctuary town well before a lot of the ICE stuff, and the Republicans used that politically to say, is that what you really want? Can that be done in Montgomery County?
Yeah, we think so, right? I think that if you look at the county, the Democratic commissioners have been pushing these anti-ICE agenda, and it's backfiring on them a bit because you now see ICE come out and criticize them for not turning over illegal immigrants that have been convicted of sex crimes. And so, like, to your point, you have these groups that I'm not sure who's funding them, but their strategy now is pivoted to, hey, we got the county, let's go municipality by municipality. And these are boards of supervisors, school boards, boards of commissioners, and to your point, these small communities, potentially small communities, where you don't have as much civic engagement or much activity at these supervisor meetings. And so they think they can come in and make a lot of noise and pressure some of these elected officials, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, to pass some of these ordinances that would prevent a local municipality from cooperating with ICE. And so, you know, the challenge I think that they're going to have with that is that this is not an issue that people are going to be excited about when they see the news of things that are just happening in the county with folks that are here illegally. And so, you know, you have the opportunity, or we as a party have the opportunity to go and push back, to rally folks to attend these meetings, and put a stop to this before they, you know, start to infect some of these municipalities.
Are there any towns that we know of that said, you know, suggesting they're kind of a hurdle for ICE, don't come into this town? Are there any of these that have done that?
So I don't know. I haven't heard any that specifically have called that out. I mean, I know there are some where I would expect would be the first ones to go when you start to think about Whippain and Ambler and some of those areas that have really,
right,
you know, kind of moved to a more liberal stance. I haven't heard any of them come out directly and say that they were sanctuary townships. But I think that, like, that's probably where these folks would start to get some momentum when you have these boards that are controlled by Democrats.
Chris, what is the issue now in Montgomery County politically? And I want to talk about the governor's race a little bit. In a lot of places, Democrats are hollering about affordability. And when I see what your commissioners have done, the Mr. Softy truck guy, among others, they are the commissioner, they are spending unbelievably. I'm not there day to day, but, you know, I have friends like Stan and others who give me a blow by blow. And it seems to me you have one of the most educated, affluent, et cetera, around of any county, still Montgomery County. Are they okay with all that spending? Do people ultimately reject this?
I don't think they are okay with that spending. And I think, you know, the job that we have to do is make them aware of, you know, the spending that's happening. All you have to do is go to Narstown and look at this courthouse renovation that they're doing. It's just massive. And it's massive amounts of glass and concrete. And they're spending millions of dollars on creating this huge government building. Meanwhile, like, down the street in the same town, they've got a massive homeless problem. And so the, you know, the spending, I think, is not only out of control, it's also misguided in where they're spending money on. They're worrying about affordable housing in the form of homeless shelters and things like that, is what they talk about. But then they go and spend, you know, money, as Tom DiBella calls it, the Taj Mahal in Narstown. They spend all this money on courthouses.
Chris, the governor's race and how this comes through Montgomery County, are you going to endorse or give us your sense of where we are with the governor's race at this point? And of course, Montgomery County's own Josh Shapiro on the other side. I heard somebody sent me that, and look, I support security for him at all costs, given what happened at the governor's mansion. But the guy was concerned, he lives in his area, to get an ordinance to put up an extremely high fence there. And I guess I would go for that. But how does it look in the governor's race through Montgomery County?
Yeah, first off, you know, the governor is from Montgomery County, and so we know him well. Yeah, I think the governor is much more vulnerable than he likes to think, or the Democrats like to put out there. And I think that you'll see more and more of that come out as we get into the fall and closer to the race. And look, what happened at the governor's mansion was terrible. And so I don't criticize him for wanting to make sure that they're secure. his family secure. But, you know, I think he is vulnerable in this race. And I think that, you know, we, you know, the county party won't endorse a candidate. That'll be the state party's job. But, you know, the state party is going to endorse a candidate. I think that there are, you know, lots of folks have talked about it. I personally think Stacey Garrity, our state treasurer, is an amazing candidate. Who is, you know, got an incredible number of votes last time, is out there in public. I mean, she is everywhere. And so I think that she's going to have a lot of support. But, you know, I think the state party, the state GOP, is going to be very unified going into the fall and is going to really take a real run at that governor's mansion. And to your point, a lot of that's going to happen through Montgomery County. These candidates don't need to win Montgomery County. You just look at President Trump last year, but they can outperform, and that could be part of the path to Harrisburg.
Well, rhetorical question for you. You don't have to answer. I agree with you about state. What the heck do we have to do to get Stacey Garrity to say yes? That's all that I want to know. I'll get busy doing it now, because she is exactly the type of candidate that could puncture that Josh Shapiro is invincible. The only race is, Christian, you're pretty a young GOP chair. I don't know if you remember this. When he started out running for the House, I had him on then, and I think it still was kind of a Republican county. So that race may have been a little bit challenged. But after that, he's just been guided along, and the media love this guy as much as any politician that I think I've seen over the last 20 years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that he is definitely gets a free ride. I mean, I think no doubt he's popular in Montgomery County and other areas. That happens when you're like a hometown son. But he has not had tough races. And, you know, you think back, not just the governor's race last time, but the attorney general's race. Like, he has not had real challenges to him like Treasurer Garrity would be. And so, to your point, I think we got to just keep blasting this horn and get Stacey to run. And, you know, I think that, you know, she has a great chance of taking the governor's mansion.
Well, that's the key. You know, again, and you're on the ground there. You're inside this more than I. But as I read it, just have to convince this would not be a kamikaze mission, so to speak, that there's a reasonable chance of winning. She's a military veteran. She's doing great as a treasurer. She got the most votes in history. And it has national significance. We want to, you know, move on Shapiro here, who I think is one of their leading candidates, one, two, or three, ultimately. So on our side, it has both the Montgomery County, the state, but the national profile.
100%. I think that, I think Shapiro took a hit when he didn't get the VP slot. He's probably glad he didn't at this point, but he certainly has made no bones about his aspirations for higher office. And I think we could put a stop to that right here. And, Stacey would be a phenomenal governor. She would be the first female governor in the Commonwealth's history. And I think she's the perfect person to do that.
Absolutely. Anything coming up imminent that we could be have on our radar screen, we could be helpful with for Republicans in Montgomery County?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, in the short term, we are out there, to your point, like this county used to be a Republican county. It switched. We're busy working hard, switching it back. So we're out there doing, getting out to the community, doing events, trying to drive voter registration. We've got some great events coming up in the fall. Don, we'd love to have you come to our fall dinner and be a speaker. I'll just throw that out there.
Oh, sign it up. I'd love to do that. I love going to Montgomery County, particularly a few Josh Shapiro stories when we had a confrontation at a charity event at the zoo over in Norristown.
Yeah, we'll reach out about that. And then we actually have the treasurer in town in September for an event. So, stay tuned. More to come there, hopefully.
Oh, okay. We'll promote all that. Do that, Chris. I would love to meet you in person and do that. Keep us close on this. And thanks for coming on today.
You got it. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Thank you for getting him. All right. Christian Nazimento here on Talk Radio 1210. 855-839-1210, you can get on board. Imagine going to all 62. I mean, some of these, I don't know if there's a few thousand people in the town. They show up, make a lot of noise, pack a meeting with these illegal immigration people. All right, coming up, I'll give you the ICE number. It is incredible what Christine Noem just said. U.S. Army official, up to 5 casualties in active shooter situation at Fort Stewart. No confirmed deaths. Again, how does this happen on a base? I think it is on the base. That's what Fox is reporting. We'll try to give you some more details on that as it develops throughout the show. Thank God, no confirmed deaths. I think of Fort Hood, Texas. You may remember that. The police spokesperson has confirmed, though, there is an active shooter on the base. It was locked down at 11:04. All right, more details and your calls coming up. First, though, let's talk about Rescue Natural Supplements' biggest thank you of the year. Their customer appreciation sale is on, and it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you right now. Stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any 5 or more Rescue single bottles, plus your order will ship for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout. Whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, or joint health, this is your chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. And if you're new to Rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, use that code VIP50, receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match 5 or more Rescue Natural Supplements. Use that code VIP50 at res-q.com. All right, time to your Dano show. The president has been briefed on the shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia. I heard Paul Morrow of Fox, who's really good, their terrorism, the former NYPD, say they got lucky on this one. I'm not sure exactly why in that situation. In other words, this isn't like Fort Hood at this point in time. So we're waiting for more details. But again, the Fort Hood thing comes back. Major Hassan, he was nobody in the military. They were afraid. You're not going to advance. You say something about this maniac and you know what's going to happen to you. It was a Muslim faith. I don't have in front of me the number killed, but another shooting at a fort. All right, we have that. We have the 80th anniversary of Hiroshima, and I gave you the Stern stuff at the top of the show. No one knows yet if Sirius is really going to do this, but it appears to be there's going to be some downturn there. And I don't think you can just say it's related to Colbert, Trump, and the whole thing. I think the base of Stern support, Stern listeners, have diminished because of the reasons I gave. And I stick by them. I stuck by them then. You could see it happening. And we played it umpteen times. Well, one of the worst was the Biden interview. It was ridiculous. The prop up was beyond belief. I mean, he had to see this, but he wanted to be a player, prop him up. I guess some Trump hatreds in there, but more it's guys that have been around Trump think, how in the world is this guy president? I'm smarter than he is. I know more stuff. He doesn't know anything. And he's president. And it drives people. I mean, how many people have been driven crazy by this whole phenomenon? He's one of them. Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. And what a great morning this chick shook out to be, because I would like to salute you on your well-deserved badge of honor in conjunction with Howard Stern's Chickens Coming Home to Roost. And I'm wondering if now the tables have turned on this cancel culture in our favor.
Yeah, well, again, I think he canceled himself, though, through his supporters, Joe, by going the way that he did versus this is Trump or something political. I think it's the erosion. He betrayed who he was.
Well, for somebody who's so smug and so confident, it was an awful, awful miscalculation on the path he chose.
I would agree. We'll see if Dan, as you know, work with Stern. We'll get his insight coming up a little bit.
And he's the man.
Yeah, and Joe, I think, too, look, you know, everybody wants to be taken seriously or have something more than just what his initial thing was at a certain point in life. And I think the Trump thing, though, just set him off. It's hysterical.
Well, Tom, You got to bring something to the game. I mean, I could sit on the bench and tell my coach, "Hey, coach, I can hit a tater for you right now," but I got to be able to better do that.
That's a great point. He got outside his lane here. He's not that guy that can be doing this stuff. Particularly the Biden interview was just disgraceful. So, Joe, what's your luxury? Joe?
Joe, it's such a good call. Such a good answer.
All right.
Too.
Well, we'll have to give it for what Joe's luxury.
So, hopefully, he can get back on and do this here. But it was the mint julep, purchasing the mint julep at the Kentucky Derby races.
I'm here.
Good. Yeah. I don't want to step on you, Joe. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just, who's the lady on Fox? She's always at the Kentucky Derby, the one who blew the whistle on Cuomo.
The morning weather woman.
The in-laws who passed away from COVID. You know, a $1,200 mint julep at the Kentucky Derby.
My God!
You know, give me a Schlitz and a good tailgate party.
Well, are you paying $18.50 for a beer at an Eagles game?
I would consider buying one, but that would be my limit.
Oh, wait a minute. He's buying one, Henry. We got him.
I'm definitely buying one.
Oh, my God. They can do anything to us. Oh, my goodness.
Tom, that's what tailgate parties are for. You know? I mean, I can see them promoting, you know, sneaking beer in and, you know, socks and stuff like that.
Well, of course. Yeah. All right, Joe. Thank you. All right. All right, bottle of water, $7.50, I think. Oh, my God. That's
highway robbery.
Crossing Broad has it. Okay.
Well, with the beer thing, like, it's not like it's, you know, a little can. It is like a 24-ounce can.
Oh, my God.
It's still not a good price point.
Yeah. Dollar an ounce here.
So it's not a good price point still, but it's not like it's a little, you know.
So you're going to drink one. I doubt that. If you're going to drink one, you're going to go more.
I might have one and a half.
There we go. All right.
It's one amazing. Leads to another.
It's amazing. They know. Suppose it were $20. You would say it's still only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's because it's sports and this ESPN deal with NFL, more details on that and what that ultimately, I think they're going to go a lot of streaming that you have to pay for. Here we go.
Yeah, we're going to see how much ESPN Plus costs.
This is going to be, you know, a big moment when that happens. All right, a little bit later, we'll talk with John Yoo, who is top flight attorney, former assistant attorney general. So the assistant attorney general interviewed Maxwell. What does he think about that? And what does he think about Russiagate? What does he hope to learn by what Bondi's doing? All that straight ahead, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.